guys want to go ahead and make your way to a seat, we'll go ahead and get started here. Just a few minutes late, which is actually pretty good for us.
It's a sunny morning in Wisconsin's capital, and while many UW students are outside celebrating their campus-wide spring party, others are headed inside to a political conference. It's Wisconsin's first Young Americans for Liberty state convention.
We're weird. You know, it's Saturday, and we're at a political event. You know, I mean, there's like races going on outside. I'm sure there's a bunch of people. You know, there's a ton of people having fun. We're in at a political event. You know, we're weird. Most college people, they don't do that.
Normal they are not. Even as studies during the past couple years have shown millennials to be less interested in national politics than their predecessors, involvement in Young Americans for Liberty is on the rise. Here's state chair of the group, Eric Shimpa, addressing the convention.
The growth that YAL in Wisconsin has seen over this last year is absolutely, for lack of a better word, explosive.
Young Americans for Liberty was born out of the group Students for Ron Paul, which backed Ron Paul during his 2008 bid for the Republican presidential nomination. The group has had particular success in the Midwest, which Eric attributes in part to the concentration of swing states and geography.
Within party politics, it all starts in Iowa with a straw poll, and I think that there's a lot of volunteers that came from not only Wisconsin, but the Midwest all over the place to go help Ron Paul out in both 2008 and 2012.
The group has organized nationwide campaigns, including its current War on Youth initiative, which cites things like Obamacare and the national debt as putting an undue burden on young people. The group is growing, but its political identity isn't altogether clear. Libertarians get praise and flack from both sides of the aisle, and that tension played out during the convention. Robert Burke, Libertarian candidate for governor of Wisconsin, asked this question of one of the speakers.
I keep hearing you say, and you're not the only individual, I've heard speaker after speaker after speaker today say, conservative, 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 conservative. The sense amongst the youth in America in the liberty movement is one of fiscal conservative, but one of social tolerance and of liberty of choice. And I think, you know, I'd like your thoughts. Do we lose something by even dropping the word conservative?
While their identity may be hard to pin down, the face of the movement is clear. Ron Paul and his son Rand have most of the name recognition within the libertarian movement nationally. But those at the conference see the libertarian movement moving beyond Ron Paul. Gus Fahrendorf is running for Congress in Wisconsin's 6th District.
Oh, we'll just have to find other people that will take his place. Could be me. Could be Bob here. Who knows? We are libertarians at heart, and we speak the same language.
With Rand Paul a possible contender for the GOP presidential nomination in 2016, it's likely the focus for now will be continuing to attract more young potential voters. And they have more coming down the pike. Samuel Anderson was one of the youngest attendees at the conference. He's 13.
I think that they relate to my life a lot, just government intervention and stuff.
The next stop for these young libertarians is their national convention in late July in Washington, D.C., a less popular city among America's libertarians. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Galen Druk.